Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
The most important thing I can say to you right now is if you live in Huntington Beach, Cal, I'll be at the Rec Room on July 14th. The Rec Room, Huntington Beach, California. That's tomorrow night. Well, it depends when you're listening to this. But July 14th, 2018, the Rec Room in Huntington Beach, California, 7 o'clock show, okay? Doesn't get cleaner than that. So really, here's what's going on. This is a two-part show. It's a family show with my friend Rob and Lane. Ursula's parents are sitting in. But other than that, it's just the family. Minus Aaron Simon, who was busy selling Coke for his grandmother. Anyway, that's it. And then we cut it in two. I think we're going to be in Montreal, so I don't think we're going to be here next Tuesday. I think that's why. But anyway, it's a family show. And enjoy it. You're great. You're special. You're beautiful. You're... Paint them. See, there, that old joke. You're painting my ass. You're not. You're all I got. You're all I got, baby. You're all I got. You're all I got. Sock it to me, baby. You're all I got. You're all I got. All right, this is important. Do we share this with people? Same joke. All right. That's it. That's it. Aristotle will have the monumental test of where to split this podcast. It was times I was being silly. I hope it comes off funny. Whenever I forget, whenever I leave the studio and don't remember everything I did, it's not even because of narcotics. Of course, no one's defined that if you're smoking pot or drinking, but it's not that. It's the world in there where you get really silly. You let your guard down because it's just... And then you wake up, you're like, what did I do? But I let my guard down sometimes. I took my shirt off. I ran around like Bert Kreischer. I didn't take my shirt off. But it was a family show, and I did have a lot of fun. And it reminds me, San Antonio says, Todd, if you're having fun, we're having fun. Hey, a tweet over at the Jazz Texas, San Antonio. Say, hey, when's Todd coming back? All right. Okay. Thank you. What's this button? That's the way you end a show. Start a show, I mean. Start a show!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You talk about to George Carlin, a cold opening for real. But let me explain. This is a family of all family shows. Eric Olson is sitting to my right. I'm over here to my left.
What?
John Bram Wagner's here. Aristotle is here.
And my friend Lane is here, and my friend Rob is here, a.k.a. Ursula's parents. And I'm going to tell you something nice and slow here, that, and then we're going to start, is that the hot towel thing, for, you know, I don't take for granted everybody listens to every show. Usually it's a hot towel. The reason I said to George Carlin it's a cold opening, because obviously you're a little ahead of me, which is where you should be. The hot towel is more than just, you know, just, if you're going to get together with friends, I used to do it just for food. Sometimes it's good to do just because your friends or six friends are sitting around. You know, let's cherish this, but I'm usually done with food. And the hot towel to me says a few things. One of them is, no, you're not going to just sit down, and it's so cliche, we just take our food for granted. Okay, but you're not going to prove it's true. Like, oh, yeah, I had my day, and then I come in the house, and I sit down, I start putting it in my mouth. It's like, yeah, it's something I just get. Okay, why don't you make pretend at least once in a while that, no, it's special. And even the simplest of things, stop. Turn the radio off. It's always tempting, especially if there's smooth jazz, to go, oh, that's okay as we do the hot towel bit. Always regret it. Every time we go, turn it off. It's silence. It's silence. And I always tell everybody the same thing. You'll put the hot towel up to your face. It has a short shelf life. Hot does. You have to get it so hot, so by the time people get it, it's too hot to touch. I say just once I start handing them out, everyone be quiet. And since if you take the hot washcloth off your face, and everybody else seems to be still doing it, just sense it. Don't talk. Trust the pulse of the room. And then we started adding things to it. Eric added, go to the bathroom if you have to go to the bathroom. And I love that, because half the people don't, but sometimes you go, you're like, oh, actually, I have to go.
Yeah, how relaxed can you get if you have to pee a little?
Right. Thank you. I think that's where I'm at now. And anyway, and then we take a clean thing, like an alcohol wipe, and everybody cleans their glasses and cell phones. You know what? I'm good with it. The hot towel forces you to take a deep breath and stop. Just stop. If that's all you do spiritual, it's better than nothing. And then literally my favorite part, literally the other spiritual, which is real, but and then literally wipe the grime from your hands and your arms hot. And then you do the Nick Thune. When this thing seems like it's not hot anymore, not hot to the hands, not hot to the face, but where's something it might still seem hot to?
My balls.
Wow. I'm upset he didn't have that boing sound effect. And then to the back of the neck, we call that the Nick Thune. We call that the Nick Thune. But now the hot washcloth also works when it's hot out. It can still work. But when it's, even if you come inside, if you don't have AC, this will do something. But if you have AC even, it will still. And the thing about these cold washcloths, so you wet them, put them in the freezer, to George Carlin, we all have one. You wet them, you put them in the freezer. You have to open them up. They take a little while to open up. They're still really frozen. It takes about 30 seconds to open them and get them enough where you can now put it to your face or start with your arms. And you know what? It's part of the process.
Or anymore.
Oh. No. Is there?
Okay. Thank you.
And then all I ask from now on will No, you were helping. And then just put it to your face. Even when you've had it on your face for about 30 seconds, you can still then just, when you think you're all done, fold it back up neatly and put it on your wrist and bring your, and just go, so we're going to do it now. Maybe some people at home paused and they'll do it with us. All of our washcloths are now just able to move a little bit, and we're going to put them on our face, and it's freezing cold. Eyes. It does things spiritually and literally physically. every ounce of the way. And then you put it behind your neck. And really, you know, you do whatever you want at this point, but I folded it back up and just go. Some people leave it on their neck for another 3 minutes. It's still really cold. I just put it on my wrist for some reason. I think if that's where the blood goes in and out, you know, and you...
I like to do it on the temples.
Temples feel so great to take your fingers and take... and because it's still really cold. But
I got to say, I really like the hot water. The hot washcloth,
mm-hmm.
but I fucking love this.
Wow. Oh, so God. We're at a good place. And I know Aristotle was doing another podcast and then he rushed here. We're like, no, we'll stop and just, you know, but this is really nice, this cold washcloth. It's really cool. And by the way, speaking of cold washcloths, Danny Robbins.
Oh! He got him good.
Danny Robbins, we tweeted out one of his videos. We're going to continue to get better pictures and better pictures. So.
I love you, Danny. Huh? You are my son.
Danny, sure. A little love we send your way from the Todd Glass Show. So he took some. The more pictures we get of everyone, the more he'll be able to, as we take a minute out of the show and try to show it through stills, the more pictures he gets, the better. But it's off to a great start, and we tweeted it and Instagrammed it, I think, and put it on Instagram, and it's good. Put
I
a little music.
Aristotle's still doing the washcloth.
I know.
He loves it.
I love that he loves it. Honest, like, it's nice. So, who did the stings? Who gave us those new stings?
Joe B. B. Herons.
Watch your mouth. Well, how much you want to guess if you got him, how close you got? We can have a contest. Say his name again.
Joe B. Hearns.
Now, send it to us in a voicemail, Joe, like your name, saying it the proper way, and then we'll put his. Let me hear yours.
Joe B. Hearns.
Joe B. Hearns, now yours. Okay, there we go. That'll give us something to look forward to. I'm really desperate. So anyway,
now I have to listen.
Yeah. Now that's how I make people listen. Okay, I was gonna do this, but maybe I will do it on a separate thing as we set up this Patreon. To you know that I think everyone knows what it is, but we'll put extra stuff over there every month. We're gonna, you know, 2 weeks I might never have done it, but it's something I really want to do. And I thought putting like little segments over there, like ideas, like here's how to make a dinner when you don't want to cook, because I'm good at presentation. And walk people through it. Like, literally do it, like, in the kitchen and get a ton of pictures, and then we put that over there. It's like three-minute, you know, and it might seem like stupid things, but I have endless amounts of them. You know, like three cookie sheet, turkey meatloaves from Vaughn's. You put them on a cookie sheet and then sprinkle really good cheese all over them and bake them.
Whoa, don't be giving out that premium Patreon content for free, man.
How about Aristotle? And Todd hit him right in his fucking face. But like, that's what's going to get people over there. I know I could sprinkle cheese on fucking meatloafs, this dumb fuck. Or you know what else is good? Especially, I remember doing more of this when I was really trying to cut costs. And I'm not really good at cooking. But I would go buy a salad at Vaughn's, because the dressing's in there. I always say, can you put an extra, like, if it's something that had some oil at the bottom? Like, you know, like, what do you call that when it's cut up, all this cut up stuff, Italian seasoning, and it's got, like, a vinaigrette in it, and it's all these vegetables perfectly roasted. But it's the seasoning that they know how to do, even at Vaughn's, you know, or Gelson's. And add a bag of corn to it. Beef it up a little. I used to do that a lot. Because, they know what they're doing, you know. Go get some chicken salad made perfect. And then come home and add some. My mom used to make chicken salad with shells in it. Like, you know what? That's fucking rude, and I'm reporting you to the authorities. I'm talking too much. So anyway,
Shells.
Go ahead, Bowie. Shells. Oh, thank you. Noodle shells. Like and then mix that in with chicken. It was good. You can do the same thing with tuna fish. You add like a bag of. You boil them. Like the little shells are the best. The teeny little ones. Or you could do macaroni salad, whatever you want. You boil a noodle. I don't suggest putting spaghetti in there, you know, linguine, but pasta or noodles, add that in with some, you know, beefs it up a little. Same thing with guacamole. You add it. You know what? If you, so it's so great. I do love it too, George Carlin. It's just so, it's just so like, why there? That's why. Guacamole. Hey, I'll tell you, your mother's no great. Dude, she's doing fine now, but she had trouble, I heard. I want to make my bits positive. All right, let me play this, and then we're going to take a break. Why? That's a cold opening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the type of programming that you get on the Todd Glass Show. That cold opening's free. But, hey, we're going to sit. Maybe on Patreon we'll do these things where after the show we'll sit around the fire pit, and we'll call it By the Fire Pit, and we put those over on there. But this show here, I know it sounds lame. Maybe I'm being paranoid. I don't. This show is free. We put some extra content and people want it, that's good. But you know what? I get it. Sometimes you're already in debt enough. Jesus. So that's why I'm just do it that way. Maybe someone, it's fine. Who cares? You'll spend your money at the clubs. That's what I always told everybody. No one asked me, to be honest. But that's what I say in my head. People go, you should, you char. I go, you know what? Everybody does it differently, by the way. I'm not saying I should write the rule. I'm just saying for me, maybe it's a mixture of laziness. I don't want to reconfigure the show and... just, you can have it. Just come buy two drinks at the club when you're out there.
We all have Venmo. If they want to pay, they'll find sure. us.
Listen, but I want to talk about Alec White. Now, Alec came up after the show in Minneapolis at the Royal Comedy Club, Comedy Theater, Royal Comedy Theater. It was great. It's a very small venue. I had a really awesome band. He was wearing a bow tie in the first row.
Oh, Alec. Yeah, we all know. Oh, Alec White. Yeah, the bow tie right up front.
Bow tie Alec. Yeah,
met, sure, Alec.
I didn't know it was Alec.
I didn't know right away.
Yeah, Alec.
And he went up with the band. See, I'm going to put some responsibility in you. Can you remind me? I have the video of Alec at the coming up on the show at the end of the night and singing with the band. He, you know, they talk to each other. They have a code. They go, give me this and that. And then the band guys go, oh, yeah. He goes, could you do a countdown beat, the thing? And then I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't I be a part of this? I got to sit there and shut up. Just listen to their communication they have between each other. And then the band goes, ba-dum, ba-dum, starts up. And he starts singing. So we should put this clip on our Instagram page, right? And tweet it, too. Oh, I'm sick of it. But Danny Robbins is really helping us out with our new stuff. So, okay. So, he gave me a CD, and I know it's a little early to take a break, but I want to soak this in. I love this song. So, but there were a lot of good CDs. The name of his band is Family Business, right? But the specific name of this CD is
Four Fathers,
right? And it's the other stuff is more rock, right?
Yeah.
Would you say rock and roll?
I think so.
Yeah. This is a little crooner. Well, or definitely crooner.
Indie-ish crooner.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not just saying yes. Like, yes. But it's not like it has its own, it's got its own thing. What do I know about music? I know a lot. I argue with myself. So, so I liked all of them. I really did listen to all the CDs because they kept me listening. And then I heard these songs and I was like, are these original? Because I thought, oh, maybe the, you know, when that's a compliment because you're going, this sounds like just, you know the sound of a song. You don't have to know that much about music. And I know probably more than some people, not as much as other. But I don't think you have to know that much to hear something and go, that sounds like, if you're doubting that it's a cover, it means, you know, that it sounds like that could be a song, you know, like that sounds like it could be a song you would have heard. Or did I hear it? No, just, it's that good. This one, now you might think, Todd, it's a real, a downer, but I think it's an upbeat song because it echoes some of the things I was saying about when somebody, dies, you have their memory. That might not be a time enough because you want to touch them, but you do have their memory and you can do a lot with that, more than you think. Not as much as you want, it's just their memory, but more than you think, I was saying, and on a last podcast. But then this song is sort of like that. It reminded me. I actually called him today because I emailed him. I said, it seems scary, doesn't it? Like if you're emailing people that, hey, I have a question for you. So I asked what the song was about. He said from a few sources, but one, a friend of his, Mike, that had died from a drug overdose. And then he said from maybe, that was the main source. But there were a few other things in his life that he drew from to write the song. but it's got a bouncy beat. And I can tell you that if the people that, you know, specifically that he drew from to write it and they were hearing it, they'd be like, thank God it has a still has a bouncy beat, happiness about it. They'd be thrilled. I didn't want it to be like, wait, what are you going to do, play the harp? I want people to feel good. So it's a perfect song. I love it. I listened to it like 25 times. So we'll, speaking of, you know, we still got our cold towels. We're going to let it breathe. And we can let this song breathe because we have his permission, right? We're going to let it breathe. I'm really going to let it breathe. And we're going to come back and we're going to have so much fun tonight. It's just going to be great. It's going to be pure silliness. No guests to fuck it up.
Thank you.
Well, you said it first. The guests.
Get in the way.
Get in the way. You said, we all said it together one day. Yeah. We said, the guests get in the way.
Andy Kindler.
Andy Kindler said it. Andy speech. Kindler was a pain in the ass. I'll be the first to say it. Need his shit.
Coming in here. Coming so in here. Funny.
So
funny.
Hashtag free speech.
Hashtag free speech. So,
free my mouth.
So let's, you know.
Please.
Let's just love this song.
Now that you're gone, and I won't let go.
Can I tell you something? I was like, a lot of times on the, you're like, oh, should I let this song breathe? You know, maybe. And then I thought, once I realized, like, I started thinking of people, like, not just listening to the song and loving it, but thinking of people that I know that died, you know. And then you start thinking, wow, no, this song, let it be as long as it can be, because that's, you're thinking of them. So it's like, I thought, just let it play already out instead of being paranoid. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're like, yeah, is it too? But I thought, wow, it's just such a great song. It really is. I really love that.
Yeah, that's so good.
I feel like I could sing like that.
Oh, try it.
Well, you want me to? I mean, this guy Alec, and he's.
Are you gonna sing like that?
Well, this guy. Yeah. Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Because this guy.
Why wouldn't we? That was amazing.
All right, okay. All right. If I have to do it, I feel stupid though, because I feel like I'm being disrespectful to Alec. And Alec, by the way, to George Carlin, I rarely do it. What did I do? I do almost never.
Let it breathe.
And. One more thing. I do almost never
interrupt.
Nope. That too.
Blow out the candle.
Blow out the candle. Blow out the candle. No. That just seems disrespectful. I mean, the guy's friend and people are dead and you have to make a joke with your stupid drummer machine. What?
I like that defense. People are dead.
People are dead.
Come on, have a little respect.
See? Everything's still silly. You got to include your friends in bits. But anyway, that song was great, but we were going somewhere. We were talking about something specific, thinking of once
blew
I started
out the candle.
Once oh yeah, we blew out the candle. Oh, that's right, Alec. For that song, I've turned all the lights out all the time. But then once in a while I'm like, you know what, it needs to be darker. I want to feel all the emotion that I might hide a little if people could see me. You know, people think I'm a big tough guy. Did I spit on you?
No.
You swear? That's gross if I did. I'm sorry if I did, I'll run in and get you an alcohol wash. But I want to say something. I don't know why. Once I started thinking of actual people, it's funny. You could, like, listen to a song. It's like riding down the road when you drive, you know, to wherever, to Lake Arrowhead or San Francisco, and you drive. And you could be in your car and not look out the goddamn window. Okay. Someone goes, look at, and you go, oh, my God, I was just driving, but I wasn't really taking it in, especially if you're not the driver. And it's very easy to do that even with a song. You're like, yeah, you like the song, but what are you thinking of? I'm not, you would think, what else would you think of but friends of yours that had passed away? No. For some reason, I didn't come up with that idea till we had like 45 seconds left in the song. Then it got really like, fuck. Like, this is it. Now I'm like, oh, I hope it goes on longer. That's why in post, we put it on a loop. But anyway.
Is there somewhere to buy that? Is it his music
I
on
knew
iTunes
you
anyway?
Two were in cahoots. He told me. I thought.
No, because I really
you're
think,
right.
I really think that a lot of listeners are going to enjoy that. That
oh,
was.
By the way, we're going to play tonight. The show is going to be, and I'm really glad you brought that up. And I, Aristotle, I'm going to hold you responsible for this. Matter of fact, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give Aristotle $40 right
Whoa.
Now. There you go. That's $40, and I'll tell you why. If you remind me to keep playing his songs throughout the night, you'll get to keep that $40. Ooh. But if for some reason 2 hours from now we're all, you know how life goes on, you're like, I completely fucking forgot. I remember thinking, but then I'll take it back, and I will take it back, and I'll ask for interest.
Well, before you do that, can we play that song again?
Wow! Oh, look at, wow! No, not yet. So we're gonna play the whole CD.
I'll remind you for 20.
We're gonna play the whole CD, but so people don't try to. You'll remind me for 20. Yeah, give me the 40. No. Get it? That was funny. Do you have a rim shot there? No. Only when you mock me disrespect. What's this? See, I could sing. Ha! Usher. Yeah. What if you came to see me perform? And I walked out on the stage. Would you be satisfied so far? You're damn right you'd be. Ah! I'm out of my goddamn mind, motherfuckers. And this shit's just getting started. Are you ready to rock and motherfucker?
can suck and roll. Are you ready? You can go fuck yourself. I'm not gonna perform for that shit. Are you ready to fucking rock and motherfucking roll? I'm gonna blow your motherfucking minds. Talk about hard times.
I think he's strung out right now.
You talk about we ain't got no tomorrow. Everybody's scared. Everybody's scared. But no one's singing about it. Are you ready?
I can stall.
Okay, you can shut the music off.
Now I could stall like that for a while, and I didn't really do anything. But I think people would be like, yeah. And I could just stretch it out.
How long do you think a crowd of people could keep cheering yeah?
Oh, I'd figure out ways. I could do an hour and a half if I had the budget.
You
I need
think
lights.
You could get the audience to stay with you for an hour.
Yeah, because I go, come on, hey,
randomly
hey,
cheering.
Hey, ho, ho, hey, ho. I'd have them do chants. I'd get them, you know, I'd keep sing-alongs. I'd let people, it's time to take a nap over in Section B. I'd figure out ways. I got it all planned out. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show. I'll tell your mother, ain't no good no either.
Todd, 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 Todd,
now. Wow.
Todd, 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 Todd.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Over 40,000 downloads a week. Suck on it, fuckface. The Todd Glass Show.
The
I think people are figuring out it's all smoke and bubbles. Smoke and mirrors. Wow, John's really taking over tonight. I love it. What is
play,
this?
Play, play that Todd Glass Show.
Oh, it's all jingles tonight, everybody.
Hear it now. There's something you should.
We could have a whole musical show with just great songs from Joe McKenzie. Who, by the way, how about we show Joe McKenzie tonight the respects he deserves? The respects he deserves. How about I sober up?
Respects.
I'm going to serve. So, I'm going to serve. I'm going to. I get it. It's half a bit. All real. Okay, I'm going to sober up and do what?
The show.
The show. Okay.
Play more of that song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Jingle Joe, I wanted to say, Joe McKenzie, we just...
Why isn't there a Todd Glass Show album?
Well, there is. The problem, we have to talk about that off the air. Residuals. But...
Well, there's plenty.
I think we could figure
Joe
it out.
Joe originals.
That's what we have to find out. Some of them that he's been claiming originals, and I only know this because his wife called me. This is a true story. This is true. His wife called me. She goes, they're not originals. They're all parodies. She's on the phone right now. And she's drunk. She's drunk. Hello?
Hello, Todd.
Oh, my God. It's obviously
she's drunk.
Drunk. Are you, have you, how are you, how are you?
I'm really sweating in this heat, Todd.
Oh, my God. All right, well, listen, what were you saying about all Joe's songs? They're all parodies?
They're not original. They're not.
How many drinks have you had? I don't mean to be disrespectful.
I've only been drinking sweet tea, 10.
With vodka in them?
It's a little kick.
How many shots of vodka? How many shots? Seriously. Seriously.
Four.
Oh, that's a big drink.
Per tea.
Per.
Oh, that's a big drink. That's a big drink. But
it sounds
anyway.
Like one of those Long Island teas where there might be more than vodka in
thank
there.
Thank you. Thank you. But don't piss her off. You know what happens? She'll start yelling.
Joe's wife.
Is this really Joe's wife?
Yes. Yeah. Why would I call you?
Well, oh,
that is true. That is true. Why would any other drunk person call?
You wouldn't. You could go, hello, I'm going to call somebody that I don't know.
That is a very good point.
Why would you
No.
Oh, so it is Joe's wife. Well, listen, I just want to say, it's, what? I forget, how long have you been Joe's wife?
Longer than 10 ICs.
Oh, God, you're so drunk. You're so drunk. You're so drunk. Well, listen, we're going to call you back later.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Not original.
Okay, all right, she had to get it in one more time. Wow, that was really his wife. I mean,
yes,
we don't have a...
It's the Todd Glass Show.
So let's look at your breasts. thank you, Kevin. Kevin Tinkerton. Give him a shout out. He's been all the times when you guys don't come in for me. Kevin's over there. Just being himself. But I want to say, that was great. I know you didn't know what to do. Can I tell you something? That's the good thing about having a podcast. I do whatever I want. I can tell you now why you did that good. Because you just played it real. And you thought, do I have to be funny? No. Funny would fuck it up. You just answer the question, believed it. I have never been so happy to have a woman in this studio. Well, I've been fighting these guys all along. I'm like, we need some women in here. It's like a, I tell them, I say, it's like a sausage festival in here. That's, well, that's what straight people say, that they think there's too many guys around. So that's what I say, because I'm straight.
Well, I mean, but have you ever, like, been to a sausage festival?
Oh,
great.
What? That's that
beer all day.
Oh, I didn't know. I've never been to one. I'm not judging.
You've never been to a sausage?
I've never been. I thought it meant a lot of, honestly, can I be honest? I thought it meant, like, too many guys.
Oh, what?
Oh, what? No. Oh, I shouldn't.
That makes no sense.
What do you mean?
Well, sausage meaning, act like you're confused. So you will not take any.
Like
I'm confused.
Like a pulse.
What? Well,
sausage,
like,
is really good. What?
Like a sausage meaning the.
Yeah, the meat
the
you eat? Yeah.
Okay, guys, come on. You joke. Okay. Oh, it's a sausage festival. What does a guy have, come on, that a girl doesn't have in his pants?
A penis.
Okay. Okay. What's a penis look like? Just say it.
A penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody goes, are you guys serious?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody goes, hey, it's a sausage festival in here. There's no girls. You don't know what they mean.
Oh, girls don't like to go to breakfast?
Yeah, dude, sausage fests are fun.
What, first of all, what is a sausage festival? Not that I even want to know. This is not what I'm talking about.
Beer,
I just want to know what it is.
And then there's like the sausage
like beer and sausage.
Beers.
It's usually around like Oktoberfest.
Hold it. I'm not a moron. I'm going to tell you what I think you guys are doing. You're talking over each other. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be very clear. I don't want you talking over each other. Has that been very clear? Because I don't think you know anything. You're just talking, oh, a sausage. I hear sausage. One at a time. Now listen, don't make me upset. One person at a time. Do you all understand that? What is a sausage festival?
Oh, it's
where you,
like,
where you go and you can drink all day.
Patties,
and
they're
not
you
really
go
pick
down
to
buy some sausage links, and they're delicious. Yeah. They're usually around the world, different flavors.
Stop.
You can put kraut on
stop,
it.
Stop. John, I'm not. I feel like I'm being played a fool, and I'm going to trust Aristotle. Aristotle, nobody else. I don't know how to make it any clearer, but I don't want to yell because then I feel like I'm going to ruin the vibe here in the studio. But not you. Shh. Not you, Eric. Kevin, yes, as a comic, though. You're great. I love you, but shh. And John. Shh. Okay? Just Aristotle. Oh, you guys are going to kill me. I want to make sure you understand. Do you understand, John, that I don't want you to answer?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand, Lane, that when I ask the question, I only want Aristotle to answer?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I'm being played a little bit of a fool. Do you understand that I don't want you to answer? So when I say, what is a sausage festival, what are you going to do? Nothing. Of course. There you go. And you understand you'll do nothing at all.
Right.
Okay, Kevin, do you understand when I... He made the zip with his fingers. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I probably went a little too far. Better further than that. So just...
I mean, it seems pretty clear.
It does seem pretty clear, Aristotle. I will give you that. Okay, so Aristotle and Aristotle alone, what is a sausage festival?
Oh, it's
well, I think a lot of people put different condiments.
Sometimes you get like a two for one on a Groupon.
Like they're delicious. You put some relish on there.
You get some spicy mustard
tokens.
Then you give them to the booth and
you
get smaller
classic yellow. That's great.
Sausages, they pair well together.
It's in the name.
It's self-explanatory. How
could you not?
Beer brats
on a sausage.
Different types of.
I'm vegan, and so that's usually hard.
Yeah,
but
there's some vegan sausages.
Vegan sausages, and they're very.
They're
good.
Very underrepresented at the sausage festival,
oh my
though.
God. Well, it depends on the sausage fest you go to. There. Oh my god. Vegan sausage. Oh my god. You got those smoked apple sausages.
Everybody, it's the Todd Glass Show, and we're just getting started. We're just
vegan
getting started.
Our humble host, as always, Todd Glass. He'll
what?
Do it big.
Shut up.
Explain it clear.
It's a big show. Sit
and
back
so
and get
we
ready.
Play his weekly podcast.
Wow.
His guests.
Shut up.
Todd's comic friends.
What?
Do every bit.
This is going to reel. This is.
They're never assholes.
Wow.
So hold hands.
Hold hands.
And stop the band.
Oh, jeez.
It's the Todd Glass. Show. Yes, there were shows. Shut the fuck up. Where Todd got lost.
What?
He had to run.
Wow, it's like me singing.
From the bed when there was doubt.
This is great.
Edit it in.
I'm going to play it every week.
Edit it out.
This is an award.
He gives his all.
This is an award.
And stands up tall.
And I accept it. Take it home.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Now I want more. I want more.
We've laughed.
Ah, sure.
We've shit our pants.
Aw, come on, you worked that in there?
And sure, at times, it's been confusing.
You know what? But I love it.
But now, we breathe fresh air.
Oh.
Which makes it all seem more amusing.
Wow, this is an amazing award.
We sing.
This is...
Praise to our host.
Wow, I mean, I'm...
And may I say...
Wow.
To George Carlin.
Oh, you got that in there.
It's pure joy.
More reverb.
Each time we go.
Here we go. Watch.
To the Todd Glass Show.
Take it home,
for
Alex.
Who is Todd Glass?
What?
What has he got?
Shut the fuck up.
His last name's Glass. First name is Todd. He says.
Just had a nervous breakdown. Thank you.
I feel like another Fourth of song from Alec will fix that.
You know what? Later, but not yet. Give us 15 minutes from now, we're going to play one of those other songs from...
Alec Wyatt?
What's the name of the CD?
Forefathers.
Forefathers, yeah.
By the Family Business.
I do want to talk about 4th of July, because I'm sure other people thought about it. Didn't you mention that when we were...
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan of 4th of July. Well, for so many reasons, and believe it or not, I'm able to tie anything in to the PC police, like to mock it. Like, I will find a million ways. I'll never be done. And I found another way somehow, but it started by talking about the 4th of July. Like, someone has the answer to this. Sometimes I'll have a thought. I'm about to tell you what it is. And and then a little soft, though, but I'll take it. But someone has an answer to this. I really do think someone has an answer to this. But, like... The 4th of July, just alone with the temperature, what's going on right now with all the shootings, you know, just on that alone. And because I could see with the dog thing, yeah, look, just for that alone, I'd be willing to. But mm-hmm. I get it. I get that's going to be in the gray area. So let's forget about that. Forget about the veterans that people come back from the war. And that, but and then, okay, I'm not saying forget it. I'm saying forget it to say when do you go? Okay, so for instance, and I'll tie it into the PC thing any second now. In a sarcastic, snarky way, which is always the best way to change people's opinions. So let's say in Florida, where there was just the most recent school shooting, probably wasn't, but the most recent one that we know about. Did they have fireworks there? That's a great question. And I hope that the answer is no. Right? What would you guess? If you had to bet $1 million on it right now in this room, in that when 4th of July just came after the school shooting in Florida or anywhere, one that just was months away in that town. Did they decide? And I'm not talking about fireworks by the public. They're always pretty much illegal. I'm talking about by the, you know, done by the county, you know.
Or the city.
The city. The city. Yes, yes. Would you think, let's make it specific to make it easy. We'll go around. I'm curious. Everyone give a quick answer. Here's the problem with this game. You have no time. Once I come to you, you have to give the answer. Or your answer will not count. So, but it's for $1 million in the city. You're just guessing what happened. Not what you would do. Not whether if you were the mayor of that city, would you do it? Did they there? And that's a hard one because I've thought about it a lot. I'm only guessing. Okay, go. Did they do it in Florida after the shootings? Yes or no?
Yes.
They had 4th of July. Rob, do you think yes or no?
Yes.
They had the 4th of July fireworks. What do you think? Yes or no?
I bet they did, but I think they shouldn't.
Okay, I know. We all. Okay, and you?
Yeah.
They had them?
Oh, yeah.
They had them? And
yes.
Yes? Okay, and you know what? I hated that I had to come to this conclusion, but I thought yes, probably too. Not because, you know, what people need to forget about is just because you don't have ill intention doesn't mean you can't do things that were bad. So let's take for granted. So, no, I don't think they did them to think, hey, if you're thinking to make fun of us, you'd have to say something like this. Yeah, like I really thought, let's have fireworks for people that already had the most traumatic thing happen. That, of course, it should sound so absurd. That's what we want to be like, oh, of course they didn't. I'm hoping we're wrong. I'm hoping we're wrong. I'm hoping they're going, oh, no, of course we didn't have fireworks this year. We get it, the bang and the bang. Like, you can't, you have to sound absurdity because one has bang, bang, and the other one has exactly the same thing. They're exact. So you would hope that we all find out we were wrong. That, of course, they, oh, stop. We have a lot of things we can agree and disagree on, but no, they did not have fireworks there that year. Of course they didn't. I want to be wrong so bad, but I'm guessing for $1 million. If it wasn't for the million, the fake million that I have, I know it's not for real, but I'm imagining it is, and I'm really biting into it, is that if it was real, I think if it wasn't for the money, I'd go, you know what, for humanity, I'm going to make pretend the answer is yes, but when it's for the money, I'm going, okay, fuck, not what I really want it to be, but what the fuck really is it? And that's when I said they probably did it.
That's why I'm not a fan of the 4th of July, because...
And even before these shootings, well, fuck it for the, everything else, too. Well, ah, make it clean.
I guess maybe lately I haven't been feeling that patriotic, but that aside...
Why is that?
Since the events of November the 8th of 2016, I haven't really felt... maybe it's another thing... Where the fireworks done by the city or whatever county, that I don't have a problem with. It's every person that buys fireworks a month before and lights one off every fucking
night. Oh, you were saying, you know what? You were
saying. We know. That's why I said yes to your question if they did it in Florida, because yes, people know that it scares animals. People know that it scares veterans, but they don't give a fuck. They do it every fucking night for the month up to the 4th of July.
You're saying exact reasoning
for
saying yes to this.
So you're saying, I think what you're saying is, look, if we're going to do it for whatever the other reasons are, and you're a veteran and you know that from 4...
Yeah.
Till, from
on,
nine,
on July 4th from 9 July to 10 p.m., right. If it was like a flash mob where everybody agreed that this is the only time we're going
to
do this,
it's already going to be difficult enough, but you'd willing to scrunch your face a little and go, because would that be okay? And we'll make, yes. But to go, no, they'll just go off the whole month, and then the city will do it. And but anyway, here's where I bring it back. So let's say, like, you know, proving that PC is not an issue. It's your reason for changing. You can't just say an issue is PC. It's not the you're using the term literally wrong. An issue cannot be PC. You're stopping it for the right reason, or from your heart, or from public pressure. That's whether it's PC. So I would imagine the people that let's say they didn't do fireworks 4th of July. You know, they just decided not to, and then somebody, oh, they're so PC. Like, no, you know, PC acts like you're like, oh, we're doing it. No, there might be people that genuinely thought it was not a, you know, okay. Just not because of a court order.
Because they're kind.
Yeah, it's like if some that person went to therapy and they learned about the other person. And when you learn about someone else, a lot of times your behavior changes. Just wanting it to be. It's what makes you a happier person. The more you're in touch with the things you do and how they affect other people. And that makes you be able to meet a person you're worthy of because you care about their feelings. And sometimes you get to, you said something that wasn't wrong. And then the therapist will defend you. They'll be like, no, he was being honest with you, or she was being honest with you. Other times they're like, no, that was heartless. But even the attempt to want to know genuinely makes you in a happier relationship. But that person would leave in any change would just be like, yeah, I go to therapy. Now I got to be PC. Oh, well, that's the way you're looking at it. I think a lot of people just implement those things and love to do it because they know that they can make other people feel better. It's not a court order to everybody else. But I got to do it. Why else would I do it? Well, some people do it from their heart. But if I get you're not. I respect that. PC is why I do it. Got to fucking do. If I could do what I really wanted, I would not do shit. I certainly wouldn't change my beliefs. Like, that's all I fucking need to do is change a belief that I've held on to. So that's what I wanted to say about that. And by the way, 4th of July, I think it's good to say this. By the way, I do care and I don't care. I care that I don't care. I should go. It should be under. I have a feeling I'm right, just for the veterans alone and so many other things. But it's not like I don't like the romance of it. So I didn't come into it like a bully. Like, I've been to where they're doing the fireworks, and there was an orchestra playing once up in Irvine out of all places, and there was like a 50-piece orchestra and fireworks going off, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, but your backyard doesn't wow me.
No, launching
that's
your...
That's what I'm saying. That's not my problem with the 4th of July. The city's doing it, like...
Yeah, but what about that? If we're saying it's wrong, why is it wrong to do... We need it that bad for 4 hours we have to torture people? Yeah, well, you need it... So the answer is yes.
No, do you need it 4 hours? Because if you do, listen, I'm saying that, no, it shouldn't happen all year. Shouldn't happen all year. That's wrong. It shouldn't happen 5 days up and 5 days before. But you're saying, let me understand, maybe pretend we're in Congress. I understand what you're saying, Senator. You're saying that you can't not have it at all. Yeah, so what if it scares the living fuck out of people? Can't we just do it for 4 hours once a year? That's what, who are we? Are me and you the people that are going, yes? Because I do like the romance of it. Are we sort of saying, yeah.
You know why I say I defend the big display of fireworks? I guess it's the same reason you say we're not going to take away your guns. You know what I mean?
You don't want to scare people?
Yeah, I don't want, yeah. I forget what I'm saying.
No, no, you do. You don't want to. It's like, I get it. It's like if we do that, now's not the best time.
Yeah, I'm not going to win any arguments right. by saying, let's just stop it completely.
Because then we look like, oh, now they're going crazy.
By saying what I don't right. like about
it. Let them have, just say for 4 hours, be nice. But if it was us, we'd say.
Enough already.
I'll do it. Yeah. But not because it's not beautiful. Let me tell you something. You know what I did? I got the best fireworks downloaded. John Brand Wagner showed them. Like, there's like a 30-foot wall. It's basically, you know, the homes are very close here. It's my neighbor's garages that are bordering my property. And then we shine the fireworks up there. And to make it not have a straight bottom, because, you know, it's a straight line, because mm-hmm. the projector could only go so low. And it's the whole wall. And it's a bridge. And it looks like you're in New York City, and from a far away, you see the bridge. The projector looked really real. And then there's the bridge, and but I didn't want there to be a straight line, so I went over to this tree. There was enough grown over, and I just pulled huge branches off. Like, it was like a big, and then I put them all along the bottom. So now it looked like the distance with brush on the bottom. And the view was coming out of the brush, as opposed to just, there's the straight line at the end of the projector. It roughed up the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah.
The top of it went so big that it went past all the garages, so that was as natural as it could be. Just the bottom was a clean line. And I loved looking at the fireworks. But guess, with all that said, I want people to know, I get it. Even that said, here's what I would do. If nobody cared, I don't care. But if 3% of veterans and people with dogs, if I found out on the planet that went, we could do without it, I'd be like, yes, thank you, we'll do that. But if no one cares, I'm not scared of it. It doesn't bother me. I just think of other people. It's not great for me, but it's far from the worst. So if everyone else is all right with it, if we find out, no veterans give a shit, nobody with dogs, most people with dogs think, oh, it's hard, but I love it, so we may as well have it. But go have a blast. But I'm back, and if there's, no, there's definitely a group of people. You know, you go on the internet, you can find this out in a half an hour, in 1 minute.
I don't think it's just dogs. I think it's every fucking animal that exists.
Right.
Because I don't know what
you.
It is.
We don't even think about that.
Because I saw stray cats.
God, I'm better than everybody.
Because a firework went off, and then I realized it must be squirrels and
Thank
birds.
You.
And
I know we walk on grass, but how am I going to get anywhere? You know, people go, oh, you have to walk on grass.
That seems like a good time for Alec White.
Wow. He's earning his money over there.
Speechless.
That was perfect.
By the family.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
speechless.
The boy starts playing in an empty room. He pulls us all in with his sound. And he only looks to be about 12 years old. And the room's getting kind of crowded now. It's becoming clear that he was born to play that way. And everyone's getting real quiet now. He's trying to find the sounds that he wants to hear. And they're starting to come out. He doesn't know what.
Can I tell you something? You know why? I just I faded this out. I think you're going to agree. I started thinking, I don't want to give it all away for free. I want them to go love it and go buy it somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the fuck? Are they on the radio and we just don't know about it until now?
No. I don't. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I don't know. But I just thought as I was listening to it, I believe me, I would have wanted to listen to that whole thing. And I bet Alec, who's the lead singer in this band, would probably go, oh, no, you could have played it. You know, people will still buy it if they like it. They'll want their, but I don't know. So,
What do you think? You think I'm right or wrong? You want to guess? You want to have another game we could play? You want to play another game?
I love games.
Do you really?
Yeah.
We did one already. What was it? It was something. I said
the guessing the fireworks.
Guess
whether the town had fireworks.
Oh right. Thank you. Okay, right. When I, you know, I'll probably email Alec. Would he have said, "Oh no, I appreciate that. Yeah, I guess it's better that if they want to buy it." He'll be honest. I'll get him. I'll go, "Look, we bet on this. Like, don't try to be polite." Or will he be like, "Oh no, you could have played it. It was fine either way." But like, what do you think?
No, I think he would have wanted you to play the whole song, just like any band that goes on Letterman plays the whole song.
Right.
If you like it, you're going to go buy it.
They don't want to take our version.
Dave never came out and go, "Okay, the rest of the iTunes."
Well, the next song we'll play all the way through. Okay. The next song we'll play. I love it. I love it. It gives me something to look forward to. What do I have to look forward to? So, anyway. Let me see. Is there anything written here? No.
I'm kind of just, the last couple of weeks, just been kind of in awe of how talented people that listen to this podcast are. Danny coming in with the videos and...
No. Do you think I'm becoming a monster?
No, I think that you created something that draws attention to maybe other people like you that have all this creative energy and no real outlet.
Well, you always...
You're giving some of them an outlet, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's weird. It's what we tend to do. You meet. That's why the podcast audience tends to be such a really great audience. Mm-hmm. You just have a lot in common, mostly, if you've been, you know. And I know what I have with other podcasts. I don't listen to that many, but I do listen to some. And you know, it ends up. That's like what Greg Proop said that I think we talked about on the show before. That like whenever he's doing his shows, the podcast audience is always the most fun. He goes, that's why he goes to that Doug. You know, that's why Doug Benson. Like, they're all his audience.
That's how we found Joe McKenzie, remember? He came up after the show in Portland with the CD.
Yeah, Joe McKenzie, ladies and gentlemen, who came to see me open up for Daniel Tosh. Sure, he took advantage of me. Got two free tickets. Hey, what am I made of money? Daniel takes it out of my check.
That's not right that he does that, though.
It's not. I feel a little nasally. Do I sound it? I'm gonna take some nose drops when I go in. Hey, Aristotle, I feel really bad asking you this, but I'm being serious.
Can I have that $40 back?
No. You have a musical ear because of a lot of the podcasts.
Oh, well, of course, obviously.
Yeah, because my
podcasts translate to musical ear.
Well, because it's the same business and all the recording studios are all down there at the, you know, the studios are down there.
Yeah, all the studios are
together down there at the headquarters. That's the only reason I asked. So anyway, and so basically, if I play you know what? Never mind. I got better things.
Come on, stop, guys.
Don't be shy. Just stop.
I feel like Lane's the only one that knows. I don't want to do it. I'm not trying to lead you on. So anyway, a lot went on this. It's just.
Come on.
Just do it.
Nike, just do it.
I mean, all right, I guess.
Come on.
Well, no, okay. I'll tell you. I didn't want to put him upon this because he's in the business and I feel like it's taking advantage of our friendship. But my nephew sings.
Oh.
And would you be honest if you liked it? But would you let it breathe?
Absolutely. We've known.
Are you going to let it breathe?
Yeah. All I do is breathe.
All right. Now's not a time for jokes. All right, because I'm paranoid, Eric. I know you laugh, but I don't know if he'll feel on the spot. If he'll feel on the spot, but we'll play it. We'll let it. I know people are thinking I'm like doing a bit, but it's not. It's my nephew. They're, you know what? They're adorable. They're like 31.
It's your nephew.
I'm kidding. Get it? You expect it to be like a 12-year-old? Let they sing. They're 31. What else do they know? No. They're 20, 18 and 20. For real. So, All right, let's enjoy it. Don't make a joke.
Whoa, 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 mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
That's my nephew.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore. I try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore.
To explore.
The tropical scene of you takes me up above.
Can I tell you what the problem is? And I feel like I'm not being a jerk. Kevin, you play the drums, right?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind moving? Because I really do. I know a little bit about music. I think they just need a good beat behind them.
Oh, right.
But so maybe
funny,
if you don't
that's
mind.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Thank you very much, Aristotle. Is there anything you'd like to talk about? Hey, I wanted to get, who do we
album.
Talk about?
Jackie and Laurie.
Jackie and Laurie.
Absolutely.
Jackie Cation and Laurie Gilmartin.
Yep.
So you do
to them. It's just a matter of whenever you
can
want.
Can I tell you something? That excites me.
Oh.
Because sometimes.
Also,
it's
not a very big girl. She said that she's trying to get you on the Dork Forest for like ever.
Oh, and but it's like, in the Valley.
Really?
Wait,
well, then you know what? Oh. Then I have to reach out and make more of an effort. Because I'm sure something happens every time, but you have to, if you've...
that's just the way the... That's literally the story with everybody in podcasting. It's like, yeah, we've been working on...
Yeah,
every
hey,
podcast,
it makes,
like, we've
by
been
the
talking
way,
about getting you
can
on
I tell
for
you something?
Year, for
that
years.
Makes that yeah. makes total sense. And that's when you hear the name next time when it comes up in an email. Because sometimes... It is. I get lazy whenever it's in the valley. But you know what? When you want someone to do your podcast, it's a nice motivation to fucking drive, you lazy pile of shit. So two things happen that are great. So it makes... I would love to do theirs and will. And then... Because for a few reasons. One, we said it in this order today. Because they're just so silly.
Yeah.
And
they're also on the Nerdist Network.
Though they're on the Nerdist, but that's not even in my one or two. That they're silly and they will, I think, really soak it in and be able to be really silly with us. And in a very way that would make you comfortable to be silly because they're like that. So that's it. And then the bonus is I want to talk about the Me Too movement.
Oh, yeah.
Something because else. I have very specific questions that I'm not going to get into right now, but I think they're going to have very clean answers. And I love clean questions and clean answers. Is that, and that for some reason, we talked about it yesterday. I'm like, who would know? Who would be like a comic we all love, but also be able to give us some clean answers? I know I'll get clean answers. Clean answers, by the way, means it's going to be positive and agree with what I think. So, and I think that's the two we need.
I'm being totally serious. We'll email them the answers before.
Yeah, no. I'm being too George Carlin. I'm being honest. Hey, if it's not, I'll learn. That's the good thing about not being scared to change your goddamn opinion. When you're not afraid to change your opinion, goddamn it, you can change real quick and stop hurting people.
Speaking of opinion, what's your opinion of your nephew singing?
Oh yeah, Aristotle. So can I play it again and can we get some drums in there? Will you not judge from what you heard before?
Yeah.
You may pretend this is what you're hearing.
Okay.
And put reverb in there. And I don't mean to be a dick about it, but put like a lot. No, I feel like I want if they're not good, I want to know.
Put some corn in this salad.
Put some corn in the right. Take the look, they got the juices they need. But all you need to do is add a little drums. But are you prepared? Do you want to do a run through without recording it? Okay, don't make a joke about it, Kevin. Like, I want you to what do you call it?
We're don't make a joke.
Enhance them. Don't enhance them. Take what they have, but also don't be afraid to go. You know, maybe you're the only life it gets. So I know it's a hard line you don't cross. Do you bite off more? Do you make a meal out of it and get mocked behind your back, or do you go, no, he gave it the clean beat it needed. I have my faith in you. I always have my faith in you. Can I tell you who never did? Ben. Every time I would compliment you when he's hanging out, Ben, he makes funny faces behind your back. Yeah. All right. So here we go. Thank you. That's a good one. I'll tell you, my sister, she ain't so great either. And my mother, hey. they're hard. People either get those or they don't. Sometimes on the road, I'm like, no, do it like that. Okay, go ahead. Take your time and let it breathe and give it reverb, please, mate. Please, I'm saying. And I'm not trying to be nice to you to make you think that I want to butter you up so you'll say it's good. If it's not good, I want to know it's good. But I will say this. I never realized that Aristotle could be a male model.
Yeah, he
till just
how
now.
How did you not realize that?
I just never now. Thought about it that way. I just think of him as Aristotle.
No,
I don't think of him male the male model.
I think
but
male
maybe
model
some
sure.
people do. I don't.
I'm like, when he's not around, people. I say, where's that male model?
I don't look at it that way. I never did, but I do for that time.
All right, I'll give you the $40.
Okay, thank you. No, no, I want to know if they're good. I'm being serious. To George Stephanopoulos.
All right.
That's a safe word. I'm being, swear to God, I want to know what you honestly think. I know we made a lot of jokes, but at the end of the day, I'll play them. You're going to let me know what you think. It's all good. It's not me. It's like, it'll be better to, you know, you just, the truth is what you owe people. That's what I owe my nephew. It's my nephew and his friend. That's what they say. But let's hear it.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.